It is game night, SB Nation Radio here on a Monday. We have not spent much time talking about the co-owner of the Giants, John Mara, his comments about Colin Kaepernick to the MMQB. That, well, it is a, maybe danger is the word, but he goes on to say that signing Colin Kaepernick would lead to a backlash from fans, and that's why Colin Kaepernick has not yet been signed. Now, he may wind up in Seattle. That's not been done yet, but Colin Kaepernick up to this point is unsigned, and I think John Mara just gave a lot of credence to those people that, like myself, who have said that Kaepernick is getting blackballed because these owners don't want him in the league. I don't think fans are the reason why he has not been signed. That's just my personal opinion. Let's get Harry Lyles Jr. from SBNation.com. His opinion. Harry, good evening. How are you?
Matt, how's it going, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the time. And so where do you come down on this with John Mara, the co-owner of the Giants, now coming out and saying that a backlash would come to the fan base or from the fan base of the team that signs Colin Kaepernick if and when that happens?
It's really not surprising. I mean, if people aren't used to this by now, like, it's time to get used to it. Because, I mean, you know, there's been plenty of reasons given for why, you know, teams should or should not sign Colin Kaepernick. And those reasons for teams not signing him are ultimately either made up and or ridiculous. Like, you know, teams have said that he would be a distraction, or, you know, teams don't want to get a tweet from Donald Trump, or, you know, he's not focused because of his charity work, or simply because he's a vegan, you know? So, I mean, and for an older guy, for like John Mara, like it's not surprising for him to, you know, out and say like, oh, well, you know, I've gotten some upset emails from people. It's like, hey man, like, you know, that's common. And it's funny, like, for him to try to sell that as a valid excuse, because it's not. MetLife Stadium's capacity is 82,500. There are over 23 million people in the New York metropolitan area, which includes East Rutherford. I'm pretty sure if a few people said, I'm going to revoke my season tickets or not show up to a game, I think they can find somebody else to fill up that stadium.
My bigger problem, and I totally agree, but my bigger problem with what he said was the fact that during the Josh Brown domestic violence story, how amazingly silent John Mara stayed. That they did not come out and rip Josh Brown for his domestic violence case. They did not go out and hammer him for his appearance on WFAN, where he said a lot of weird things that did not make a whole lot of sense as to what mm-hmm. he was doing. And yet they kept that going and did not have a big problem with a guy they were paying. Yet they'd have a problem with Colin Kaepernick because he knelt down during a song.
Right, and I think that's the other side of this that people are missing. I mean, and it's not even just Josh Brown. Like, the Giants have had other incidents where guys have gotten in some serious trouble, and it hasn't been a problem. But because Colin Kaepernick's taking a knee during the national anthem, you know, he's the worst guy in the world, and, you know, nobody's going to buy season tickets or come to, you know, show up to games and stuff like that, and that's crazy. And yeah, the way that they handled the Josh Brown thing was absolutely ridiculous, and honestly, it's something that, you know, we probably didn't pay enough attention to how poorly they handled that entire situation. So for him to have the nerve to come out and say, oh, well, you know, gosh, Colin Kaepernick took a knee for the national anthem, I don't know how we're going to stand this. It's like, come on, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. Harry Lyles Jr. from SB Nation joining us here on game night. And the other thing that's so weird about fans, and this is, look, Twitter's a cesspool, we all know this, but it is wild to see the number of people who bring up kind of false equivalencies when it comes to Colin Kaepernick. Like, I've seen people say, well, Ray Rice didn't get a second chance, so, you know, why should Colin Kaepernick? Like, what Colin Kaepernick did is somehow in the same vein as domestic violence. It's like, I mean, it's wild how disconnected and how out to lunch I think some fans are when it comes to this. And I know what Kaepernick did was somewhat offensive, but I've said this before on my show. He did something that was American. I mean, that is protected by what we do here in this country. And you can say the NFL is a private organization and it's a private company and all that, and we've all argued that. But we are saying that the NFL is a league full of convicted, you know, guys of breaking of laws, and yet they get jobs. And Kaepernick was still pretty much in the prime of his career. Let me know, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but Kaepernick is still a valuable quarterback age-wise, is now not being signed because of what he did. I mean, I'm so clueless to why people feel that way.
There's severe, and this goes outside of football. This is not exclusive to Colin Kaepernick or the NFL and its owners or anything like that. There's America as a whole has become very used to, and for some people even unknowingly, having coded language in there. And, you know, they will give you reasons for one thing, but a lot of it comes down to, like, a lot of people think black folks and minorities in general have it good enough in this country, and they don't want them to get any more comfortable, which we fully realize, like, and that's what Colin Kaepernick is vouching for and is aware of. He understands, like, yes, that while minorities in the United States have it much better than we did 50 or 60 years ago, and obviously keep going back into history, things still aren't equal. And that's all the man wants is equality. Colin Kaepernick did nothing wrong. You could disagree with the way that he went about his protest, but at the same time, for every person that fights that says they did it so he has the right to stand up for the national anthem and put his hand over his heart, there's another one that will tell you, well, I also fought for the right for him to do what he wants during that anthem. You know, I mean, if you go into any sports stadium, NFL stadium, Major League Baseball stadium, or NBA arena, you know, during the national anthem going on, if you sit out on the concourse, you can look around and find a few people still going about their business. Now, I don't know how much worse that is than, you know, Colin Kaepernick sitting down or taking a knee, but the main gist and what people don't want to say is that, like, you know, they think minorities have it good enough, you know, and that's it for them. And for minorities or Colin Kaepernick to say, hey, like, you know, we're still not equals, that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. And whether they want to admit that or not, I mean, that's another story. But Colin Kaepernick did nothing wrong. People don't agree with his message.
And that disagreement of the way he went about his message is what makes this country great. And I think that that's what I've always said is that, look, was he a distraction for his teammates? If you talk to his head coach, he says no. Teammates say no. People say, look, this is what he did for 1 year. It brought up the types of conversations he wanted to. And now going forward, he's not going to do it any longer because he's accomplished the conversation starter that he did, that he wanted to start. I always said if he went about this differently, the conversation would not have happened. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with that, yes, because the demonstration that he did, we had seen it before with Chris Jackson in the NBA. And, you know, that obviously didn't go over well with people just like Colin Kaepernick didn't. But the thing with Colin Kaepernick is he was persistent, and he kept this thing going. And I wrote an article about this at the beginning of the season. I said, you know, regardless of how he plays on the football field, this protest that he's got going on is going to last, because not only is he, you know, just, you know, doing the demonstration, but he's following it up. And we've seen that with the Meals on Wheels donations, the suits, you know, all this stuff that Colin Kaepernick is doing. Not only is he handing out his money, but he is also making himself available to the community. And that is why you've seen people start to stand up for him too, because they realize, like, wow, like, this guy really just wants equality for everybody on earth, regardless of your color or your religion or whatever the case may be. He just wants to leave the world a better place than what it was when he came in. And I don't think you can hate somebody for doing that.
Completely agree. Harry, great stuff. Thanks for the time tonight.
Absolutely, Matt. We'll do it again.
Absolutely. That's Harry Lyles Jr. from SBNation.com joining us here on Game Night. Follow him on Twitter at Harry Lyles Jr.